Over here, KI-4LZI. It's over, KI-4LZI clear.
W Mobile.
Kinda come fast, dummy. I was coming to check in, but it's over. KI-4LZI.
So now, a little bit late. They had it a little bit ago. I managed to check in. This is Alpha Charlie 8, Uniform Whiskey, Phil from Dayton, Ohio, on my way back into Anderson. Over.
Well, see, I was over on the Anderson repeater before I come here, and they was doing some practice, traffic passing for practice over there, and just left over there just a minute or two ago.
Tried to get in there and listen in about a half hour ago when I was coming down 25 from Asheville. I didn't have a good solid copy, so I just kind of hung out on the Caesars head net there and checked in between the hills and valleys there. Over.
Depends on where you are, as you say. It's distance on Caesars head. That other one's over here behind Table Rock and Pinnacle Mountain up on Sassafras Mountain.
When I first came down here for work and did a little sightseeing, and even went all the way up on Mount Pisgah and took a look out from there. But, I've been away for about 6 weeks, and now I'm coming back in for 4 more weeks and hopefully be the last of it.
With that 146.79 I was just talking about. It's up there on Sassafras, and they got a more local machine in downtown Anderson on the hospital building, a 146.97.
I'm quite familiar with it. I was down here most of the last fall and part of the winter, from August till Christmas, and got acquainted with some fellows and went to a meeting and had a good time one evening there. Been a nice visit while it was, and except for the work part of it. The work's not work's work as always as work usually is. Sometimes it's you got to do what you got to do, right?
LCI for ID. And that other mountain you zone up on Pisgah, you may already know it, I don't know, but that 146.76 machine is up at that same spot as well.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one. Kind of, I'm not as familiar as I was, because I had all these numbers in my head when I was staying down here. But since I've been back home and spent some time there and kind of brain dumped most of what frequencies and repeaters are here, I just kind of going wild that I got the same demo radio here, and of course it's not the radio I was using the last time I was here, but it was the time before, so I got to get all this sorted out again. I'll be here for another 4 weeks, and then try to make the best of it while I'm here.
46760 machine up there on Pisgah, because primarily, as you can tell from the area up there, it's mainly used in the Asheville area. But that's 146760's up there on Pisgah, and unless they changed it, because here where I'm at, I can't get into it, and I can just barely even hear it. But on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they have a net up for, and I believe, best I remember, it was at 9 a.m. Because it's during the daytime hours at 9 a.m., the good morning net.
I'll be in a plant working at that time, so, but it's good to know. Been driving all day. Got up about 9 o'clock this morning. In fact, packed up some radio gear and a duffel bag full of clothes and got myself together and got on the road. Left Dayton just about 10 after 12. Been on the road since. Made a couple of stops for some lunch and met a friend of mine up in Asheville there. We had some chicken there at Rocky's Chicken Shack. That's a pretty good place there.
Well, it's the I-5D. Well, just in case you happen to be down in this area, down here in the Anderson-Greenville area, and we have any bad weather, just a little further up the hill from where this repeater is upon Caesar's Head is the Sky One repeater. And that's 145.470, tone 91.5.
I'm mobile right now, so I'm not able to write down any of those numbers. Of course, I'm tired. I've been on the road all day, so I'm not going to remember a whole lot. But anyhow, just getting off here on 81 South, so gonna be there pretty shortly. This is AC8 UW from Dayton, Ohio.
You know about that. Its range is about comparable to this repeater here. Matter of fact, for some reason that one goes down, they switch back over here to 16 for backup for Sky One, but that's the primary Sky One repeater right there. And let's see, when was that when we had that heavy rain here about a week and a half ago? And some of those storms that was involved in it, there was quite a bit of activity on that machine.
Sounds like, pretty much got everything covered there across this area. I'll just have to try and pay attention and catch some of these. I know there's Anderson has a net every, I want to say, 8:30, and then Caesar's Head at 9 o'clock every night.
4LZI, yeah, that's what I was just telling you that I just left a while ago. The Anderson Radio Club on that 7-9 machine, it's on Sassafras, they have her net at 8:30. And on Sunday night at 8:30 on the Anderson net, they have their, what you might say, emergency training net. And tonight, it was on passing traffic over there. And this net here is at 9 p.m. every evening here. Matter of fact, when I first found out about amateur radio, when I got my first receiver back in Christmas of 1976, this repeater here was the first one I heard.
A long time ago, but, I just got my license and about 4, maybe 5 years ago. Kind of something that I tried to do back in high school, but at that time you had to go somewhere to get, it was hard to get it to test. And of course they had the Dayton Hamvention, and I went the first year while I was in junior in high school in the electronics program, and I got to go there with a friend and had a nice day. Then we came back and started working on studying for, we're going to try to skip the novice and go right to technician. Take the novice and the technician, working on the code and everything. And by the time that second hamvention came around, I didn't have a way to get there. And so I didn't get to take the test. And then graduated high school, went in the Air Force, and life took a different direction, and then I'll break here. AC8 UW.
Where LZI? Well, I didn't exactly get my license back then. I didn't get it till 05, but I had been monitoring this repeater right here on and off since back then. And there was a lot of differences, as you say, way back then to now. I don't know how it was up there in Ohio, but back in those days, in the 80s, in the late 70s, where you'd have to go around here, you had to go to Atlanta, to a field office in Atlanta to take your test down there. And back then, you had to start out as a novice, doing the 5 words a minute.
586, and that was pretty much the same deal. Our electronics instructor, I think he was a general class or maybe advanced. So he was kind of tutoring us a little bit and helping us with, of course, you know, being the electronics, he was already teaching all the electronic theory and that kind of stuff. We just had to learn the Morse code and the rules and regulations. We were doing pretty good there, and then my buddy got a job or something and couldn't go to the hamvention, and I didn't have a car yet. And wasn't able to go there either. But, yeah, we were going to take the novice, and, well, just had to take the novice and then the code test and then turn around and take the technician, and probably would have been all right, according to my instructor. I mean, we had it down, but, yeah, it just didn't work out for me. And, you know, with the Dayton Hamvention, it's been a pretty big shindig there for ham radio, and they had FCC folks come to that to give the test there for folks, and that would have been, otherwise I'd probably had to go to Columbus or Cincinnati, I forget, which was twice as hard to do. So, but anyway, it's AC8 UW Friday.
Yeah, back in those days, there was the novice at 5 words, the technician, the general at 13 words, the advanced an extra 20 words back in those days. And around here in these parts back then, you had to go to the field office in Atlanta to take your test, unless you took it at a ham fest somewhere.
Heard a lot of guys telling stories of having to go a ways to get your test. But anyhow, I'm starting to get pretty close to my destination, so getting up here to the hotel. But anyway, so I'll say 73s and have a good evening, and I will look for you on the air all next day or two. I'll check into the Ben Anderson net. Anyway, it's AC8 UW 73, and have a good evening.
Well, you happen to be down here and have to be on a Sunday, that's when they have our emergency tight net over on the 14679 on Sunday evening over there on that 79 on Sassafras. And tonight it was on, like I said, passing traffic. We'll talk later, KI4LZI.